From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It's Monday, March 23rd at 8:56, and we have our very own Todd Gleason on the line this morning to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. Let's take a look at the marketplace for the day. Earlier today, President Trump put out a Truth Social post, and this has been driving the marketplace, that the military postpones now strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for 5 days after the weekend talks were, quote, good and productive. By the way, Iran state media responded, stating there was no direct or indirect contact with the president over the weekend. Nonetheless, that has driven down the price of crude oil, and that has made things a little lower across the grains floors as well. Crude oil trading down about $8.96 at this hour at $89.33 a barrel. Now, the translation for corn is down a nickel in the nearby May contract at 460.5, July 471.5 a bushel, 4.5 lower, and December corn at $4.86¾, down 4¼, as eyes have turned, of course, to the Brazilian safrinha or second crop corn, and its planting progress, 97% complete, by the way. As of last Thursday last year, it was completed at this point, so it is trailing, but only by 3 percentage points. Now, in the soybeans in Chicago, $11.59 the trade for the nearby May contract, down a penny and a half, the July at $11.75¼, down 1¼, and new crop soybeans at $11.41 unchanged. Up back to Brazil on this, and was back to Brazil on this one as well, as soybean harvest is estimated at 68% complete last week. That lags 80% last year. This all according to Ag Royale. Now, soybean meal down $1.80, $3.26.20 the trade. Bean oil at $64.64, down about 90 cents at this hour. Wheat futures are down a dime. This is where the heaviest losses are taking place at $5.84.5 in the May. July, that's the harvest month, down $5.97¼. Also down a dime, and December futures are down 9 cents for the wheat at $6.28¾. Live cattle futures in Chicago at $233.35 are around 7.5 cents lower. Feeder it's at $346.57½, up 20 cents, and lean hogs for the day 55 cents higher. They're trading at $105.02 for 100 pounds. There was a cattle on feed report released on Friday afternoon. It showed a total of 1.611 million head of feeders placed in lots during the month of February. That's a 3.67 increase year over year. Marketing totaled at 1.552 million head, down 7.8% from last year. And that's a quick look at the marketplace, Kimberly. Thanks for having me.